Welcome to Much More Better, episode 10. This is Wendy Hardy.
And Jill Hink.
And we are in double digits, which is pretty cool. Yep. Pretty cool. Okay, so we're going to start off with a bang here. Our first segment, One True Thing, which we have done several times before.
Mm-hmm. I think this is the third time.
Wow, so this might be one of the most frequent and frequented... You know what I mean. Segments that we've done. And we will each share something that we felt the Lord was communicating to us at church that was true, and we were ministered by it. All right, Jill, you want to start us off?
I will do that.
Okay.
As usual, I loved the hymn we sang this week, which was Our Great Savior, or Jesus, What a Friend for Sinners. That's how it starts. You know that one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the second verse and the third specifically. Jesus, what a strength and weakness. Let me hide myself in him. Tempted, tried, and sometimes failing. He, my strength, my victory wins. I love that. And then the third verse, what a help in sorrow while the billows o'er me roll. Even when my heart is breaking, he, my comfort, helps my soul. And so help comes up twice in that verse. And one of the things that happened this week, I broke my finger, as you know, which seems like a really dumb, easy thing to deal with, but it has been kind of a pain, and everything takes twice as long as it should. So when I showed up to Bible study on Thursday night, some of the women asked how they could help me, if they could bring meals, which I laughed off. Like, I can cook one-handed. It's my left hand. It's one finger. It shouldn't be that big of a deal. But it was so sweet, and they could imagine how it was affecting me. And our pastor just is wrapping up preaching through Galatians, and we had just... been in Galatians 6, which is bearing one another's burdens, and they just really wanted to help, and one of the things they offered to do was bring paper plates and utensils over to my house, just a giant stack of those, so that I don't have to do dishes, because that has been really difficult. So I let them do that, and it's been really, really helpful, and just an encouragement mm-hmm, that mm-hmm. two sets of people went out of their way to go and pick those supplies up for me. It was just really thoughtful. And I just thought, like, Jesus was helping me through them. And it was just a really neat thing to be encouraged through the church this week.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Very cool.
That's it.
So you guys sing, like, one hymn?
Sometimes more, but okay. There's one. Yeah, one is non-negotiable.
Okay.
So there's, I think we start two, there's two songs to start out. They might be hymns, might not be. And then... we do a hymn right before the sermon.
Okay.
Every week.
Okay. And then do you have any at the end?
Yeah. One more.
Bookend it.
Yep. One more at the end, but not a hymn necessarily.
Right. Maybe. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, such a good
one. When you sing the other ones, are you just like waiting for the hymns? Like
a little bit.
Yeah.
It depends. Sometimes they're really, there's some worship songs I love, but yeah. I do get excited about the hymns.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, mine's worship too. So, basically, every other week, I come in right as the sermon starts, so I miss the first part of worship, but mm-hmm. I'll catch. We have at least three songs at the end, which mm-hmm. I love, because after you hear the word, like, you just want to fellowship mm-hmm. with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Deal with any sin, repent, get fellowship restored. It's just perfect for that. So, I hear the message, and a month ago, the theme was kind of just the goodness of God, and it just felt so good to proclaim his goodness. Just felt so right. Okay, this is kind of a tangent, but it's a little annoying, those worship songs where you're like, okay, I get that the songwriter is a total artist, right? Mm-hmm. And I get where he was coming from, but like, I'm not running through a field right now. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not climbing a mountain right now with my hands
raised. Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Like, I can't. It's hard for me to enter into that. But it's never hard for me to enter in if somebody's singing about the character of God.
Yes.
I'm like, boom. We all, like, this is who he is.
Yeah.
We were made to proclaim this
mm-hmm.
about him.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, 3 weeks ago, it was just the theme was the goodness of him. And it was just like, I just want to sing that. He's good just over and over infinitely. And, like, we kind of will, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then this last week, it was on his faithfulness. It was so good. I love that he's faithful, even when we're not. It's, like, one of my favorite truths about
mm-hmm.
him. Because we're going through John, and So it's all about belief, mm-hmm. belief, right? Yep. And it, like, in one sense, it's very freeing because it's not about what you do. But then in another sense, you're like, wait, do I believe enough, mm-hmm. right? Like, if I really believe, like, my life would look totally different. Like, look at my checkbook. Look how I spend my time, right? Like, all of this is evidence that my faith is garbage, right? But then it's, no, get your eyes off you. It's mm-hmm. not about the quality of your faith. Like, mm-hmm. even if you have a little bit, that's sufficient. It's about our God and who He is. So I was really thankful the youths have been leading worship on the times when I'm in, and I'm so hungry for corporate worship, mm-hmm. and I just feel they're so led by God's Spirit in their song choices, and it's mm-hmm. been a blessing to me. So Angela, if you're listening to this, keep on keeping on, girl. Mm-hmm. You are a blessing to many. Yeah. So that was super cool.
Awesome.
Yep.
I love worship.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Alrighty, now we're going to play the Newly Friend game, which I'm really excited about. Okay, I wanted to play this game because some of you might not know, you might be misled. If you look at our podcast graphic, you will see childhood pictures of Jill and I, and you might think, oh, they go back forever. No, we don't. I kind of start the clock. We have probably different narratives of our origin story, but I start the clock like May. Origin story. I feel like...
May... April. April was when you asked yes. me to be your yes. best friend.
Right? And I did not get an affirmative. So, but I feel like May 6th, we went backpacking. That was like sealed the deal. It was like, I felt like at that point we were on the same page as far as we're both pushing, you know, all our chips into the middle of the table, like together. Right? That's how I picture, driving home, I'm like, oh, this is happening. We're all in. For whatever may come. Anyways, so that was May. We aren't even in September yet. So what is that? May, June, July, August. That's 4 months. One of them, you were gone.
That's
so
true.
So subtract that.
That's true.
This is 3 months, okay? Look at all we've accomplished in 3 months. Yes. We're kind of amazing.
We were friends before then, but just more like peripheral, like just right. sort of.
Right.
She's not, okay. Not tight. She's okay.
Just yeah. But in these 3 months,
yes,
we have discovered a ton about each other. We're still in the discovery phase, I want to say, because what?
Nothing. I just love how you talk about this. Carry on.
Okay. We are still discovering things because it became apparent as I'm filling out answers for the Newly Friend game. There's big holes in my knowledge.
Yeah, but discovery continues forever.
That's true, yes.
It's not like a phase and then all of a sudden you know everything.
Well, yes, but I'm like still discovering like your dad's name. Like, that's a, right, because in some ways I know you probably better than anybody, right? In some ways. Right,
sure, yeah.
In some ways right now. Super close to you. I know a ton about your day-to-day going on.
So, yes.
But other big things, it's like, I have no idea. So it's kind of fun. So we're going to try to figure out who knows who better. And the first question is, if your house caught on fire, what is one thing that I would grab before leaving?
So I'm answering what you would grab.
Yes, we'll do it that way.
All right.
Okay, what is it?
Your MP3 player.
Oh, you're incorrect.
No.
You can buy an MP3 player.
See, I was thinking about this. Isn't that true of almost everything? Like you used to say, oh, photo albums, but... almost everybody has all their photos digitally stored somewhere now. Mm. I just feel like things have changed because you can access almost everything. So I was just sort of thinking,
but
what is...
But not sentimental things.
Okay. But you're not sentimental.
Okay. I would grab my ukulele.
Oh, man.
Okay. I guess you would grab your Bible.
Okay, so yes, that was my first thought. Okay. But then I thought, again,
Wait, can I just say the thing that I crossed out in the
yes.
Bible? Yes. Your leather journal.
Yes.
Yeah! Do I get any points for that?
Yeah, you get a point, but...
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so leather
I still
journal
feel
before
like Bible. Was, but the MP3 player is a good guess, too, right?
It's very precious
if
to
you
me.
Couldn't, right, if you couldn't just replace it, if the content would be Ooh. Lost, would you not grab that?
Ooh, yes. If the, yes.
Because you could buy another ukulele, you can buy another MP3 player. Like, it's not that none of these things can be replaced. I get that mm-hmm. they're, and you're not, I don't know. Let's argue about every one of these.
Yeah,
can we do that? Convince the other person that our idea
was
actually...
I did think about my friendship journal.
I know. That I thought of that as well.
Okay. If you could describe me in one word, What would it be?
Clever.
Oh, I put cool, but I want you to think I'm cool.
To think about that before, too.
Okay, clever. All right. This is terrible. You won't have guessed it. So when I think of you, I think of toughness, but then there's also, like, a loveliness component. So what I came up
with... I'm sorry, I thought it was one word was the rule?
Right, I'm describing my logic behind my one word.
Well, I didn't... Okay.
Persevering. Jill is persevering. What word would you use to describe yourself? Or that
okay,
you thought
but
I would guess.
I thought you would say fun.
You are very
because,
fun.
Because that's what the first thing you said about Brent was. Like, why? And that's important to you.
Fun is important. Yep.
So I wrote fun based on those things. But I didn't really think that you would use that. I mean, I mm-hmm, figured you would be thoughtful about it. Mm-hmm. And cool was what my first...
We should have stuck with our first thoughts,
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What is my shoe size?
8.
It's 8.5. You are incorrect.
Shut up. Mine is 8.5. What did you guess?
I guessed 8.
No! We both guessed 8 and we're both 8.5.
Yeah.
That's so funny. I knew that they were really
close. Now we'll never forget.
No.
Okay. Name 3 high school friends.
Of mine or of yours? I'm still not sure. Your 3 of your high school friends. Jenna, Lisa, Danielle.
Yeah. This is not fair, though,
no.
Because you got my high school journal.
Yeah, but you know who my friends are, too.
No, I can only think of 2. Okay, I know Kim and Mindy, and then is there a Jess?
There's 2 Jesses, but they're both after high school. Hmm. Did I have a Jess friend in high school? Not really.
Well, who would be a 3rd?
I wrote Tara, because I have talked to you about Tara before. Okay. Like, you've seen pictures of her. Hmm. And she was junior high in high school, both. But, yeah, there are others.
Okay, one thing we will never agree on, I guessed you would say the importance of knowing stuff.
Oh, goodness.
No.
No.
You really
I was
like
much
to
more,
know stuff.
That's true. I was just much and more it, surface level than you.
Okay, what will you never
Yeah, the importance of knowing stuff, although...
That's like a philosophical difference we have. I think
yeah, except you're
is
miss,
bliss.
Except when it comes to what... chapter in the Bible certain things are located
in. But
that's
like trivia. That's like fun. That's games and fun.
Okay. You're a memory master. I'm having a little trouble like, reconciling some things here.
Yeah.
I feel like there's contradictions.
I'm an enigma, I suppose.
Sure. You spin it that way. Go ahead.
All right.
I was much more surface level.
I would say. Wait, no. What do you think we will never agree on?
I personally think we'll never agree on music.
That's true.
So
that is true.
I get points for being right.
Okay.
But what I wrote that I thought you would say...
I'm so confused already.
I know, so is everybody else.
Okay, what did you say? That I would say...
This is how I felt about the Newlywed Game. I could not wrap my mind around it. Because I'm like, but you can just keep going with this. You know, spin
right.
it. Like, what are... What do I think that they think that I would think
right.
that they would think?
Yes.
Right? Because, right?
Okay.
Anyway.
What did you think?
Food. Mm. Food and a host of issues surrounding food. That's what I thought you would say.
No, I said the evils of plastic.
The evils of plastic.
I think it's inherently evil and will destroy us. I'm concerned about it.
Uh-huh.
She's shaking her head. She doesn't agree. All right. None of us... get any points for that one?
No, points.
Okay, all right. What is a surefire way to get on my nerves? I put 2 things. I would accept either because they both... I don't get annoyed too easily,
right.
but...
I guessed just lots of rules surrounding anything.
That does get on my nerves.
Yeah,
big
but
time.
It's not
I
one of the things
I
listed.
That. No, I put complaining. I can't stand complaining.
Mm-hmm.
Or anybody who takes themselves too seriously.
Okay.
That gets on my nerves.
Okay.
Get over yourself.
Yes.
Okay. You're not going to like this, but it's true. A surefire way to get on your nerves is to beat you at something. It's true. What'd you put?
I don't know. Maybe it's true. I put loud chewing.
Oh, my goodness.
I hate hearing people eat. I hate it.
That's why you like me so much.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe. That might be the only reason.
See, you're going to get me to eat and it will destroy our friendship.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, would I rather be freezing or hot? What do you think?
You would rather be hot.
For sure you would rather be freezing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we both get points for that.
We both get points. Okay. What are our parents' names?
Sandy.
Yes.
Sandra and Jim.
No.
Bill.
Ronald.
Oh, Ronald. I would never have gotten
Ronald
that.
Ronald Robert Murray. Now, I don't know if I saw this online or I read it in a dream. I know you're
so tempted to cheat on this. Yeah.
Is your dad's name Keith?
Yep.
Is it?
Yep.
Then I didn't dream it. I must have seen it somewhere.
You saw it somewhere for sure.
Okay, but pre-writing the question, I didn't cheat. Mm. Okay, who is more on time? Who did you say?
You are more on time.
Okay, I thought you would say you were more on time.
I know you did, but definitely no.
You think?
Yes. I think you're more on time.
Okay.
But don't you think you're more on time?
No, I put my answer was you are more on time.
So you put Jill for both, yes, column, and I, yes, put Wendy for both.
Oh, man.
That's really funny.
Okay. Who's better with computers?
You are.
You are.
No, you are.
I put Jill.
I put Wendy.
You think
I'm so surprised. I think you think you're better, and I think you are better.
No, I'm definitely. Oh, I don't think I'm better.
We should have a contest.
I can't even look at pictures on your phone. I want to throw it across the
room. That's my phone.
That's tech, right? No. Okay.
I don't think that translates, but
I did have a tech flash of genius.
You did.
All right. What is your favorite way to eat eggs? Okay, so you guess what you think my favorite way is, and I'll tell you if you're right.
I think your favorite way would be over easy.
What's that again?
Fried, just like a fried egg that's not well cooked.
Yes.
Runny.
Yes.
Fried egg that's runny.
Right. Yeah. I would say the same for you. No.
I do love that.
Okay.
But like soft boiled is my favorite.
Soft boiled?
Yeah. So the white is cooked, but the inside is like gel. It's so good. I mean, it runs.
Is that like 7 minutes? 6 minutes?
I think 7.
Okay.
7 minutes.
Okay.
So good.
So I would give you a point for that, but me, no. Okay, so who won this game? Who do you think that I think won this game?
I really think we're pretty tied.
Yeah.
But I'm not positive. Yeah. I need to go back over it.
Well, I have to say, I'm pretty darn impressed with our knowledge of each other.
Good. Yeah, I think we tied. Yeah, not bad.
Okay. We all win. Next up, Chicks Write Limericks. So I'm going to have to tackle this again because I feel like I have a dream limerick in my head.
And you couldn't put it on paper?
I wasn't fully satisfied. I will put that. It's good. I like it. But it's not clever enough.
It's funny because I think my personality is more of a perfectionist. I have that bent, and you don't.
No.
But I feel like when it comes to our podcast, I am much more like, whatever, good enough.
Right.
And you tend towards...
Really? Can you give me an example of this?
Well, this, because I just kind of...
Okay.
Threw it out there. But no, there are other things.
Let me ask you this. Were you looking for a lot of words that rhyme with better?
No, I was not.
And not finding them?
Nope. Okay. I thought that was too obvious.
All right. Do you want to go first?
I will.
Okay.
I actually wrote two.
Yes!
I'll read them both.
Okay.
But if you want me to edit one of them out, I will.
You'll understand why.
No, okay. Might not be, but other people that are mentioned might not.
Okay.
Want to be. All right. So this is my final one. Meet lovable Wendy and Jill. Their podcast, it gives them a thrill. Each week they compete. And through Wendy's defeat, she is humbled by her friend's great skill.
That's great. I love it.
All right, you want the other one?
Yeah.
Here's Wendy. The outdoors she likes, but her children cannot abide hikes. The beaches they shun, at the park they won't run, yet hope, for they now ride their bikes.
Yay!
That was
I love
just
both
more
of them.
For just for you, but I didn't want
I
to.
I love both of those.
I didn't want you to think I was making fun of your kids.
No, I'll be the first one to make fun of my kids. That was great. Okay, here we go. Yeah, yours are way cleverer than mine. Mm-hmm. In Oregon, two friends went stargazing. At the coast, by mistake, went trailblazing. In the ocean, they float. Sometimes classics they quote. When together, it all is amazing.
I love that. That's so good.
I reached the heights.
I want to put that in a frame and have it up on my wall. I really love that.
Yeah?
Yes, it makes me really happy. I want to frame it and then put a picture of us doing
this.
This
is so
things.
Junior high.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Love it.
Like a collage.
Yep. I feel like that would not fit in your decor.
It won't. I'll put it in the back of the closet when I, like, go get my clothes out.
Company's coming. Push it back over. All right. That was Chicks Write Limericks. And now we are going deep.
Me first?
Sure. Do you remember how to ask?
Oh, thanks for the reminder. Would you like going deep question A or B? They're basically just two versions of the same thing.
Okay. A.
You sure?
No.
All right. If one temptation could be forever removed from your life.
Ay, ay, ay. Oh, B.
What is one virtue? If you could master one virtue, like you could have it forever.
Yes.
What would it be? And why?
Oh, self-control, for sure. Yeah.
That's a fruit of the spirit.
What's a virtue?
I don't know. I mean, they're overlap. But self-control. You think you lack self-control? I feel like you're one of the most self-controlled people I have ever met. Yes.
No. In some areas, not in other areas. No, if I could control my thought life, if I could control... you're not buying it.
Trying.
Okay. I waste a lot of time. Yeah. I'm pretty slothful.
So when I wrote the first one, because I really like that question, I thought that would be one for me, like laziness, just if I could resist the temptation, if I could be rid forever of the temptation to just be.
You only have to do the fist while you ask, by the way.
I can't. It's like... Okay. I won't be deep anymore.
Okay, carry on.
Yeah, anyway, but I thought, I bet that's something we share. Anyway, that's
all. I don't think of you as a slothful person. I feel like you're a go-getter.
But it's a temptation that I hate. I just fight it all the time.
Really?
I am a go-getter, but I also feel like my reaction when things are stressful, if I've got a lot to do, I just want to not,
Yep, pull the covers up.
Yep.
Okay.
So that's it? You're just going to say self-control? That's as deep as we're going? You control your thought life.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. All right.
Okay, we're going deep. Jill Hink, would you rather write a beautiful novel or a beautiful song? And why?
I would rather write a beautiful song because songs have more power over me, and I think over other people. I mean, okay. I think novels are... I love novels.
And we know.
And they do have a profound influence on people and shape the way people view things, I think. But, no, I'd rather write a beautiful song, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just love... I love singing. I love music. I love worship more than I love...
Yeah. Is there a song that you hear you're like, oh, man, I wish I wrote that?
Yes, but I can't think of one specifically right now.
Okay.
I need time to think.
Fair enough. If it comes to you,
so many songs I wish I wrote.
Moving on. We know of all your literary needs. It's time for Much More Better Reads. Much More Better Reads. In this segment, we will be reading a book together, and we would love for our listeners to be reading along with us. So, just as a quick intro to how we got to the book we are currently co-reading, I'm going to present a case to you, listener, of why I'm an amazing friend, and Jill will counter why I'm a terrible friend, and you can decide in your own heads. Okay.
Yes.
So I was going to pick the book, go online, I read some quotes, somebody had posted some quotes from this one book, and everything I'm reading, I'm like, this sounds like a book Jill would absolutely love. I read a little more, I'm like, oh, this is a Jill book, for sure. Like, it's going to be her favorite book she's ever read of life. Order it. The day I'm going to give it to her, I go on her Goodreads list, and it's there with all the stars. So... she'd already read it, which was a bummer, but I saw that she loved it because I know her really, really well, and I picked a book that she has read and loves. So that's my case for why I'm an amazing friend. I knew you were going to love that book, and you do love that book. Would you like to counter?
Wendy left out the crucial, crucial information that I had mentioned this very book to her, recommended it, insisted that she read it with the title and the author and character names in print in your text stream. You have this information already.
No, but
my turn. My turn. Jill has the floor.
Okay.
I mentioned it before April or May or whatever.
Right. Doesn't count in my book. Okay.
Several times.
Okay. Whatever. But chips were not on the table.
You remember so many other things from that time. Also, I mentioned it again in text form.
Right.
After May.
Pre-chips. No, it was not.
It was after April. It was after...
It was pre-backpacking.
It was when you were campaigning so seriously that you went in a million boy.
Right.
After you had started reading that book and you're like, oh, this girl, I'm about to become her favorite person.
Right.
That is after that point was when I gave you the information and I brought it up.
Very nice.
And I brought it up again.
Right. That
maybe two months ago.
Okay, that's the only time that it counts in my book. Because that one night we were having the text exchange, you said Miss Vit Kiss Who. So now I'm like, oh, how many books in a deep am I going to go when she's reading things and she's going to remember? Okay, but...
We're grasping at straws.
I am.
This is...
Okay. All I will say in my defense is that's evidence of a bad memory. Not evidence of a bad friend. Me it's picking the book that you already love is evidence that I'm an amazing friend.
It's evidence of a bad listener.
Okay.
You're trying to make the case for being an excellent friend.
Right.
While being a terrible listener. Like, to me, while not...
Okay.
You were not
this,
listening.
We will leave it to the listener to decide. You've heard both sides of this. So anyways, you will not be hearing us talk about Gilead. You will... But, wait, can I just say one thing? In my defense.
Oh, yeah. You go ahead.
So then I said, I will be texting you suggestions throughout the day since we're not doing Gilead. The very first one I did, you jumped on. You were so excited.
Yeah, I had wanted to read it.
Right. And I know I just think what that you want and what you like. Because I'm a good friend. Okay. So anyways, what I texted her.
What are we reading?
We're reading Lonesome Dove by Larry McMurtry. McMurtry.
McMurtry.
It is approximately
900 pages.
900 pages long, and we're on page 30-something. 37. But so far, it is wonderful. We are loving it. We went camping and tried to read it, and I think I was just giggling out loud to myself.
Yeah.
Although I had really high hopes that we would be able to read side by side, and it was just your presence was entirely too distracting for me. Could not concentrate on anything. So I have to read it when I'm alone. But can I share a couple books
that
I like? Okay.
Please.
The first one, actually, you called that I would love, which was Augustus's Nightly Ritual. So I'm just going to read a little section here. As was his custom, Augustus drank a fair amount of whiskey as he sat and watched the sun ease out of the day. If he wasn't tilting the rope-bottom chair, he was tilting the jug. The days in Lonesome Dove were a blur of heat and as dry as chalk, but mash whiskey took some of the dry away and made Augustus feel nicely misty inside, foggy and cool as a morning in the Tennessee hills. He seldom got downright drunk, but he did enjoy feeling misty along about sundown, keeping his mood good with tasteful swigs as the sky to the west began to color up. The whiskey didn't damage his intellectual powers any, but it did make it more tolerant of raw sorts he had to live with, Call and P.I. and Dietz, Young Newt, and Old Boulevard, the cook. And I love the idea of getting misty in the evenings.
Just the idea.
Just in theory. I imagine it's quite nice to get misty in the evenings. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
And then the other section that I love is... Newt falls in love with the local prostitute, and he's a teenager. So this is a great description of his internal life.
Yes.
On an average day, Lorena occupied Newt's thoughts about 8 hours, no matter what tasks occupied his hands. Though normally an open young man, quick to talk about his problems, to P.I. and Dietz at least, he had never so much as uttered Lorena's name out aloud. He knew that if he did utter it, a terrible amount of ribbing would ensue, and while he didn't mind being ribbed about most things, his feeling for Lorena was too serious to admit frivolity. The men who made up the Hat Creek outfit were not great respecters of feeling, particularly tender feeling. There was also the danger that someone might slight her honor. It wouldn't be the captain, who is not prone to jesting about women or even to mentioning them, but the thought of the complications that might arise from an insult to Lorena had left Newt closely acquainted with the mental perils of love long before he had an opportunity to sample any of its pleasures except the infinite pleasure of contemplation. I think we've all been there, where we've had an unrequited love that we
just
love to think about, and we can't even utter their name because it's too precious to us. Poor Newt. I have a feeling she's never going to love him. Okay. We shall see.
We shall see.
As the book progresses.
Yeah, I love it. I love the characters. Yeah, the interaction between them has been great. Really good descriptions. Mm-hmm. I love a novel with a really good sense of place, and this definitely has that. I feel like I'm
Yes.
Really good.
So go out there, go to your library.
Yeah.
Get Lonesome Dove. Your biceps will thank us.
Yeah. Or bring like a dolly. Yeah. I got both copies for us because the library I went to had two copies, hardcover.
Yay. So, thanks for that.
You're welcome.
That's it for Much More Better Reads. Finally, This and That with Hardy and Hank. So, Jill previously mentioned she broke her finger.
Mm-hmm.
So the way it went down is we were on a giant rock in the ocean, and then there was a smaller rock, and in between it, the tide would come in,
mm-hmm.
correct, right?
Yeah.
So to keep dry, we had to go jump from the big rock to the smaller rock, and I'm behind her. You slip?
No. What happened was there were two rocks, two smaller rocks, right? And in between, there was a little channel of water. So what I said is, I'm just going to get in the water. So I wasn't aiming.
You weren't even trying to keep
dry. I wasn't trying to jump. No. I was going into the water, and then I walked between the two. So I got into the water successfully.
Okay.
Then I tried to walk between the two rocks to go forward, but what happened was there was a giant dip in the sand. Like, the sand got, you know, 3 feet lower than it was. So I take a step, and I just go down in between the two rocks. So I put my hand down to stop my fall.
Yes.
And my middle finger on my left hand just bends underneath my
and it went crack.
Oh, in so many ways. Yeah. It just felt all kinds of wrong.
Can I just say, after you, it was like that scene in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, you know, where the bridge is invisible?
Yep.
And he does that really graceful foot out fall and solidly land.
Yeah.
That was what happened with me.
There were no witnesses, so.
Take my word for it.
Uh-huh.
So, anyways, my point with all of this is my friend is tough as nails. She just sat down. Took a minute, and then a few days later, baked us a really amazing strawberry and rhubarb pie. Might have been the best pie I ever had. Homemade crust and all.
A good crust, right?
It was a good crust.
Oh, it was really
good. Brent wants you to know we're out. It's all gone, so you can make it that
much. I'm on it, Brent.
But yeah, that's pretty cool. What can't you do? How many fingers would you have to break before you can't bake
before
a pie?
Before I refuse to bake pie?
No, you still would do it, but you can't do it.
I don't know.
Not, I refuse, I can't. When are you like, I can't bake a pie?
I feel like if I had a broken, one-handed.
You could do, so five?
Five fingers.
But it has to be on the same hand.
On the same hand.
Okay.
I don't know.
What if you had five distributed among the two hands?
That's a no.
That's
no
a deal
pie.
Breaker.
Yeah,
okay.
No pie.
All right.
Yeah. But it was fun, though, because when we made I made three pies this week.
Insane.
It was just something that I just needed to do it. Anyway.
Yeah.
The third pie I made just for our family, and it was a smaller pie, so we had extra filling and extra dough. So I asked Will, I'm like, you want to make homemade Pop-Tarts? And I think the only time she said Pop-Tarts, like the real ones, was with you guys. She's like, no.
She had a Pop-Tart with us?
Yeah, at camping.
Oh, okay.
There were Pop-Tarts camping. So she's like, no, I don't want a Pop. They're disgusting. Yeah. Why would we want to make those? I'm like, well, no, it's just we're going to use the pie crust.
Right.
It'll be that shape, and we'll put pie filling in it. So it's a pie.
Be way better.
It's going to be like basically
like pie.
She's like,
hearty
well, can I just make a mini
a
pie?
Pop-tart. And
I
started.
Anyway, that was fun. They tasted
I'm sure
so
they did.
Good.
Cool. Yeah. Okay, well, while we're talking about camping. We went camping last weekend, and we caught a bunch of crawdads, which was super cool. I was
hoping you'd bring this up.
Yes. I tried to catch one solo and got my finger bit for my trouble. It's definitely a two-person deal. We got it down. Since Jill was gimpy with the one hand, she would work a stick.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a Ziploc bag with tiny punctures in it. And we would basically scare him into the bag. We caught five of them. They were crazy delicious and amazing.
Yeah. And they were big.
There was some screaming involved.
So much screaming.
But my point of this is, okay, sometimes we talk about we have secret listeners on our show.
Yeah.
What if we have, like, a reality survival TV producer secret listener? Let me just tell you, TV reality survival show producer, we would make such good ratings for your show. We're obviously we're fun to listen to. You're listening to us. We're fun to watch too. And in a survival type setting, we would be endlessly entertaining. So I'm just pitching that out to Hollywood. Make of it what you want.
I'm not sure how capable we are, but we've got grit, right?
Ate.
Like, we would figure it out.
We figured it out.
Yeah, we didn't have, because I think you could catch them easily by yourself.
No.
If you have, no, wait. If you have two able hands, like, both your hands can get wet and in the water, and you have the right tool. We didn't have a bucket.
We
didn't
have nothing.
Anything. So we had a stick and we had
a
Ziploc. That's all we had. But if we had the proper, like, we could have done it by ourselves.
Right.
I'm just saying, we made it happen.
The show, like, writes itself.
A lot of people would
all they have is a stick and a Ziploc. That's the premise.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay, I was thinking we should have much more better goals.
I like it.
Okay.
I brought this up before, and you spit at me.
No.
But, oh, man. I will send you the tape. I will send you the tape.
Okay. One of our goals, we've already talked about this, but I'm just making it official. We need to get on Katie's Instagram feed because it's just full
so
of beautiful things and beautiful people. We made, like, the background. Like, you can see my back from far away.
Yeah.
One of
on the day that I broke my finger.
That doesn't count at all.
And it felt like pity. Like,
right.
She broke her finger. I'll let her have a little.
Right. I want to be front and center. That's my much more better goal.
Okay.
Okay. Also, last thing. I know we were feeling, like, anxious the summer ending. School starting up, we weren't going to get to hang out as much, right? But we've been doing pretty darn good as far as, like, time together. So this has been good for me because I only have... There's only so much time, right?
Uh-huh.
So now that I'm adding school into the mix, something has to go, right?
Yep.
And so it's been... It's been frivolous things which have been going.
Yeah.
Like, I hardly play any Spider Solitaire. Like, hardly any at all. I have to do my prep. There's lots of things that I got to do. Got to read my Lonesome Dove.
Yep.
So this has been a positive thing in my life. Whereas for you, I feel like you weren't playing a lot of Solitaire. Like, there wasn't a lot to subtract. You know what I mean? So it's just been like a stressor. Or no?
No.
Is this an added stress?
Here's the thing. I feel like I'm playing all this catch up because what I would have done, what was sacrificed, was actually sacrificed during the summer, and it was my school year planning time.
Okay.
Okay. I took for granted that, I mean, for the most part, the boys' stuff is laid out for them, right?
Mm-hmm.
You just, it's a plug in and go kind of
situation.
So there's not a lot to do for them. And so it was more planning for Willa and just planning the extra things, like I said. Planning my meals for the month and figuring out how to manage the schedule, that kind of thing. So because I didn't do a solid, you know, 3 days of sit down and figure out how the fall is going to go and roll out the school year well, I'm just constantly playing. I'm just doing triage at all times
with
school stuff. So I feel like it's just that I shot myself in the foot during this summer.
Okay.
Which was
all
really
right.
fun.
Yeah.
Not that... Yeah.
Because, when was it? A couple days ago, I said, we should really play Rummy this afternoon. You're like, yeah, I could probably make like an hour.
Yeah.
When I was
dropping off the
We played way longer than an hour.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh man, maybe I'm not such a good influence. Let's just play cards and have fun.
But I was dropping off, I mean, I was dropping off the pie anyway.
Mm-hmm,
and I had other, I was running errands that day and I had Willa. Willa had finished her school. The reason it ended up working out is because Willa had gotten her schoolwork done. She usually does pretty faithfully.
And I had helped the boys with everything they needed help with in the morning. So
okay,
it ended up being fine. It is, yeah. I don't know what else to say. It's, yeah. I'm still figuring out the.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Okay. We're doing it. This is the fall. It's happening.
We're reading right about some dove. On top of us.
I got a van full of yarn.
Yeah.
Just waiting to be scarved.
So, your limericks, were they inspired by what have you?
Yes.
Because it was really fun writing limericks.
Okay, we will bring this. Chicks will write more limericks.
I really like doing
that. We'll bring it
back. I think we can come up with some different like topics and themes. And
right.
Yeah, let's do that.
Because in what have you, it was like the grandpa's legacy, right?
Yeah.
And so they all wrote, for his birthday, everybody who came to the party wrote a limerick. So I was telling Brian, like, how great is that? He's like, that's the lamest thing I've ever heard.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, limericks, what have you. Oh, yeah, I was thinking about when they were talking about fall craziness and school starting up. And it's just a fact of life, I feel like, when you've got kids, no matter what, no matter how you school them, fall is nuts. It's just such an abrupt.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure that it has anything to do with playing Gin Rummy on a.
Okay.
Winning so many times.
Right.
At cards.
I want to attribute it just to the fall and not to cards then.
I think vote. We should do that. I mean, it's honestly, no matter what, it's going to be crazy. Yeah. Yeah. Got to keep my sanity.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sweet. All right. Hardy and Hank out. So long, that's a wrap for much more magic.